This is May 2010. An old world beauty. Irises display an old world quality. Indeed, their cultivation is known from ancient times through the European Middle Ages, yet they are equally at ease in modern settings as part of a formal garden or in a wild location. Represented by over 200 species and thousands of varieties, irises come in a range of colors, heights, and styles. All irises have flowers composed of three drooping, satiny, petal-like sepals, called falls, and three upright inner petals, called standards. The distinctive, sword-like foliage will hold its own in the landscape. The various iris varieties have a range of cultural requirements, and it is important to know the needs of particular varieties before installing them. Know what your neighbors are growing successfully, or read the fine print in catalogs or on plant labels. Most irises bloom for a month or less in the spring, but some will offer a second bloom, and a few will carry on for much of the season. Many varieties are fragrant and make beautiful cut flowers. Bearded and crested irises grow from rhizomes, which can form thick mats, a sign that the plant would appreciate being divided. The more delicate bulbous irises, including the fleur-de-lis, naturalize easily or can be lifted after bloom and propagated by replanting the tiny bulblets that form alongside the mature bulbs. Most irises love sun and a well-drained area. Exceptions are varieties that grow with their rhizomes submerged in water, which are appropriate for landscaping a pond. For rhizomatous varieties, allow the top of the rhizomes a little exposure to air and sunlight. Apply bone meal annually or when transplanting. The stalks can be cut after flowers have passed, but leave the foliage until nature calls it to the great beyond. With good care and periodic dividing, the plants can live on for generations. Iris was the Greek goddess of the rainbow and a messenger of the gods. She bore the responsibility of receiving the souls of dying women. This mission, which speaks of both beauty and pathos, seems to characterize the qualities of the flowers that bear her name.